All right, getting ready to go back on the road, play a good football team down in Houston. Obviously, we had some injury things we're working through. Burgess' knee, Treader has a little knee issue. We're working through that. Jamar Taylor's ribs. Those guys weren't able to practice today, and we'll see how they progress through the week. Sean Coleman in practice had a little tweak of the knee, so we'll see where that is as well. So that's the injuries. But hopefully all these guys can make it back by the weekend. I think there's a chance, and we'll keep going from there. Yes, he is.
When you said, when we talked to you Monday, you said the reasons, but what was the kind of deciding factors to go with Kevin this week?
I just think it was the best chance to give our offense a chance to stay in rhythm and play consistently over four quarters. See if Kevin can do it. Obviously, he's done that in games. We've moved the ball. We've done some good things there. I just want to see if I can see him do that for a whole game and see where it goes. No, I'm not going to say I'm week-to-week mode. I'm just, let's see where we are. Kevin's this week. Next week's another game. We'll go from there. Oh, I sure would hope so. I mean, again, I think people think that I'm doing this because I'm maybe disappointed in certain things. I knew that this potentially could happen. I think I said that. But I think what you guys continue to ride on is because I said I'll ride with him through it. And I have. But also I have to ride this football team. It's not just about one guy. It's about the team. And at the end of the day, I have to do what I think is best to give our team the best opportunity to win. And that's what this is all about. Nothing more, nothing less.
I know the focus was elsewhere early in camp. But did you notice any changes in Hogan when he came back? He was talking today about some of the stuff that he worked on in the offseason about improving, speeding up his footwork and trying to shorten up his release.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been on record saying that Kevin's came back prepared, ready to go. All of our guys did. And again, he just keeps getting better. I mean, I think that's what you see. And quarterbacks going into their second year in the National Football League, that's normally what starts to happen. The game slows down. They start to see it differently, start making plays. And I think he demonstrated that throughout training camp, throughout preseason, and now he's done it in a game.
You talk about Deshaun benefiting from taking a step away. What areas do you think he can most improve?
As we know, for young players at that position, the game is still fast for him. You know, I think now he'll see the game through a different lens. You know, when you stand there watching, you see things like he on the sideline. Like I said, he was outstanding this past weekend, giving pointers and things that he saw. And then you probably see more things now that you're looking from a different lens than when you're standing out there and people are coming after you. So you start understanding more and more all the lessons learned, you know, from training camp through the preseason, through the regular season, through the games he played. And so those things start to really sink in and make more sense to you. You know, when you're playing and you're under that duress all the time, you don't get to really step back and exhale and say, whoa, here it is. I've seen young guys go through this. I mean, so again, that's where he is. And I think stepping back, taking a peek and looking at it a little bit differently, but still staying in it, making sure that he's ready to play, he's always one snap away, will benefit him. I totally believe that because this guy is very competitive. There's no question he wants to be out there with his teammates, but he understands he needs to get better over the next several weeks to have a chance to do that.
What's your sense of how he's handling it, processing?
I mean, like anybody would. I mean, obviously, when you're not the starting quarterback, you know, for the first time after winning the job, you're disappointed, but at the same time, he understands. I mean, I don't sugarcoat things with our players. You know, I tell them exactly what it is, what we need to do, what we need to get better at, and where we stand. And I would say it again, DeShone Kizer has a huge future here at the Cleveland Browns. He needs to continue to grow, continue to get better, and he will. There's no question in my mind that he will. But right now, I think this is what's best for our football team, and that's the decision that I make.
If you weren't 0-5 right now, is it fair to say that you probably would have stuck with him if you could have won one of those?
It's not so much about being 0-5, it's how we're playing on offense. I mean, I know everybody keeps thinking it's the record. I have a vision for our offensive football team, and I know how this offense works. So that's what I got to get it to, you know, I don't care how we go about that. We just got to do it, you know, and so if I see an area where I think we can improve and do that a little bit better to complement what we're doing on defense and special teams, then that's what my job is, and that's what we're going to do.
Things that Hogan specifically does well that you like
Well, I think what he does is he manages the offense, you know, the consistency of where the ball goes, the timing and rhythm. There's a rhythm to him when he plays. He understands the rhythms that I'm looking for. He's been around me enough, been around me long enough to understand what that looks like. That's what he demonstrated in the game. I think that's what you all saw this past weekend. So he's got that, you know, and again, the most important thing for him, and he'll be the first to tell you, can't turn the ball over. You know, our offense, to me, there's been some times we've played some decent offense, but we've turned the ball over. Like I said, if we take some of these turnovers away from the scoring zone, it's a whole different story that we're talking about right now that you mentioned. And it's not just about wins. It's the consistency of playing in a rhythm that gives us a chance to be successful as a football team, and that's what we're looking for.
You have said a number of times now that, you know, he's got a huge future, that Deshaun does, mm-hmm. has a great future with the football team. But, I mean, I guess my question is, how can you be so sure of that, you know, with a big draft coming up? How can you be sure that he does have a huge
Well, because this is where it starts for me, Mary Kay, the talent. The young man's very talented, very young, okay? In a situation here to where things have been great, you know, and trying to take the whole world on his shoulders. I understand where he is and what he's been dealing with, but at the same time, I know how talented he is, and I think we all do. We see that. But what we don't see is playing the game at a high level. I think some of us want him to be a lot of the top quarterback, echelon quarterback in this league right now. That doesn't happen in five games. That happens over time. And when you go through that, sometimes as a leader of the offense and him, I got to calm those things down with him so that he can get back and get his rhythm back to playing like he did when it was in preseason and training camp. Again, we're an 0-5 football team, and he's the leader of that. So all that weighs in, too, for him, I'm sure. So it's my job when I look at something and see that it's not working is to make sure that I'm able to help and assist. I don't think that this is the best version of Deshaun that you guys have seen, you know, and I think he's got work to do, but I think we all have work to do. It's not just him. You know, everybody's got to do their part in order for the quarterback to win in the National Football League, but he also has some growth over the next several weeks that he needs to take care of. So I feel good about him. I'm never going to run from that because I think the guy has talent and ability. Now, can he make the next jump? We're going to see that in time. He's got to be able to do that. So my feelings hadn't changed, and they're not going to change.
Hugh, if Deshaun Watson had gone to the Senior Bowl, do you think he would have been the top pick in the draft?
I don't know that. You know, again, for me to speculate on that.
Open eyes in the entire organization and not just yours?
Again, Tony, I can't speculate on that. He's not here. You know, he's playing for the Houston Texans and doing a good job for them. And again, we got to go slow him down this weekend.
Do you understand maybe some of the second-guessing and questioning?
I totally get it. What did I tell you guys earlier in the week? You guys can say whatever you like. I get it. I get the second-guessing, the questions, all that. You guys are entitled to do all that. Deshaun Kizer's on our team. Deshaun Watson's on their team. We can't all of a sudden flip him. So why are we even having this discussion? Being very honest about that.
It's worth asking. Did you advocate taking him at the 12th pick?
Again, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's in Houston.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter for this reason, because whether we did or didn't, that's not the point. The point is we're finna play the Houston Texans in Houston. Here's our football team. We're 0-5, and we're trying to go get a football victory, and it doesn't matter. He plays quarterback there. Kevin Hogan's playing quarterback for us this week, and Deshaun Kizer's backing him up.
It matters in this sense.
I appreciate that. I do. I understand how you guys feel. But again, to me, to go down that road and talk about this, that, and what should have been, what could have been, that doesn't do anything for anybody.
Injuries, I believe you said you thought you could have everybody out.
I say I hope to have everybody back. Mm-hmm.
So is Treader a long-term knee issue?
I don't think so. Yeah, I really don't think so. We'll see where we are tomorrow.
What, I mean, was that a situation, was that like a serious concern? Like, was he carted off or something?
No. That's why I said, let's see where we are tomorrow. I think there's a chance everybody be back and ready to go. Just go through the process. But again, I learned a long time ago after saying, oh, they're okay. Let's see where it is after they go through the medical piece of it and find out.
Garrett, on Sunday, it was the first time, so no one knew how his ankle was going to react.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got to the fourth quarter, he was kind of hurting.
Right.
Will you manage it differently to get him more fresh in the fourth quarter?
No, I think, you know, honestly, Tony, sometimes you don't know. I think what really was really slowed him down a little bit in the second half, we kept the ball in the third quarter. We had that long drive, and all of a sudden, you know, you come out from halftime, and you're warmed up and you're ready to go, and then all of a sudden you're just sitting there. So that was a good thing. You know, we went and scored. So, again, we'll do what we need to do. I think he's much better this week. I think getting through the first week was huge. Again, we're looking for more improvement, more time on the field, more time playing this week, and I think we'll accomplish that this week.
Jamie back, Cam, Danny, is it your expectation that we'll begin to see the type of defense that maybe Greg Williams had envisioned during training camp?
I think you're seeing it. If I'm not mistaken, this is the number five defense in all of pro football. You know, and again, I know you guys even want more. I do too. But I think they've done exactly what my vision is. We've stopped the run. You know, we slow down the run, you know, and the ball didn't go flying over our head like in the past. So we were doing some really good things, and I think they will continue to get better once all the rest of the pieces are there. I think the more they understand it, the more they keep working at it, the better we're going to get.
You look like on Sunday you guys are a lot more aggressive with Jabril. Blitz mm-hmm. a little more and things like that. Is that ultimately the vision you have of them?
Absolutely. I mean, I told you guys a long time, there's a lot of different things that Jabril can do. And we'll allow him to do that. Again, he's a young player, a young emerging player that's doing some really good things, you know, and he's going to continue to grow and play in a lot of different spots for us. But you've seen him a little bit more around the ball this past weekend than in the middle of the field. You guys also saw him in the middle of the field as well. So we'll keep moving these guys around to do what we need to do the things that will slow offensive teams down. It's about who we're playing and what our game plan is. That's exactly what it's about.
Watson, is there something that is different about him relative to other quarterbacks who can make plays with their feet?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably made some uncanny plays outside the pocket, more so than most guys you've seen, not just running but also throwing. But he is able to get away. He has unbelievable escapability. And once he's taken off downfield, he can make plays. You know, he makes football plays with his legs, you know, so he has – speed, he has toughness, he has grit, he has escapability, he has all those things that you look for. He's done a good job for him.
You know, people underestimate, you know, when you're comparing a Deshaun to a Deshaun. I mean, he's got DeAndre Hopkins, he's got Will Fuller. I mean, you think that maybe Deshaun's life would have been a little different with guys like that?
Well, everybody wants those kind of pieces, you know, to play with. We have what we have. You know, again, I know the question. I respect the question. I mean, again, they're doing what they need to do. We're going to do what we need to do. We need to continue to get better. I saw glimpses of an offense that was starting to get better in some different areas this past week. We need to continue to do that, you know, all the way around. And if we can do that, then we're on the right trajectory. I have not been happy, totally happy with how we've played, but I saw signs of things improving and getting better, and that's what we're trying to do.
Obviously, you decided to give Gonzalez another game. Is that because of supply and demand and there's not much out there, or you're just trying to coax him out of this like you did with the kid last year?
Again, we hope he can come out of it, and he knows he needs to. You know, he needs to continue to, again, like another one of our young players, continue to improve and get better. Coach Tabor is working with him every day. Trust me, the young man don't want to miss the kicks, but he did, and he gets it. So he's got to correct that as fast as he can, because that's a huge piece of our football team and game.